Chapter 4. It Pays to Know the Score. That night, Mom, Dad, and I piled into the car and went to Kevin's first game as an Indiana football player. Actually, it was his first game as a football player, period. But that didn't stop him from being totally psyched, like he'd been living here all his life. The Jonasburg Whales opened the season against the Ikeville Eels. I wondered why two schools in the guts of America, hundreds of miles from an ocean, had sea creatures for mascots. Once again, I shared this thought with the only person who wouldn't find it annoying. Me. I walked into the stadium with my parents, but hoped I wouldn't have to sit with them. It wasn't that they embarrassed me, but, well, okay, maybe they embarrassed me a little. Mom had come right from the studio and was wearing a denim jacket spattered with paint, and her head was wrapped in a rainbow-colored bandana. Dad had on his leather jacket with tassels and a beret. Let's just say they stood out from the other parents. We were passing the concession stand when I saw Ben Barnes, Avni Garg, and Jacob Alexander, all from my grade and all in the Fantasy Football League.
"Hey, Mitch!" one of them yelled.
Okay, maybe it wasn't exactly a yell. I may have imagined those exclamation points, but that's how it sounded to my ears, and it felt pretty good. I turned to my parents. Dad was already waving me off.
"Go with your friends," he said, "but unless you want to walk home, find us after the game."
"Got it."
As I left to sit with Ben, Avni, and Jacob, I could see Mom smiling, and I knew why. All summer, I'd heard, and overheard, my parents whispering about Mitch's adjustment. Kevin would be fine. It was me they were worried about. I got good grades, sure, but I couldn't play sports. I annoyed people. I didn't usually fit in. And now here I was, at my first football game, and people were yelling, or at least calling, my name. Mom figured.